Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. At its annual iPhone event, it named Wonderlust this year. Apple announced the iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus, which now use USB-C charging, starting at $799. Apple also announced the iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max, starting at $999. The company also unveiled the Apple Watch Series 9 and updated AirPods with a USB-C charging case. However, the case can't be bought as a standalone purchase. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman points out on X that the USB-C AirPods are the only ones supposedly compatible with the upcoming Vision Pro headset. Apple also stressed its ongoing commitment to achieving carbon neutrality and said that it will no longer use leather in any of its products. Game engine Unity announced that it will follow other engines, such as Unreal Engine, in charging a runtime fee starting January 1st, 2024. After quite a bit of pushback, Unity issued some clarifications around certain aspects of the deal, including that it plans to pass on the costs for installation fees to Microsoft and other subscription providers for services like Xbox Game Pass and PlayStation Plus. Unity also said it will waive all installation fees for developers who adopt its ad platform for mobile, which Windows Central notes could be in breach of EU contractual law. Eurogamer also notes that Unity CEO John Riccitiello and other company executives sold enough stock in the past month to raise some eyebrows. After launching its Firefly generative AI models into beta several months ago, Adobe announced that Firefly is now generally and commercially available in its Creative Cloud, Adobe Express, and Adobe Experience Cloud offerings. So, Firefly features like Generative Fill and Generative Expand in Photoshop are now available. Adobe is also launching Firefly as a standalone web app. Going forward, the company will also use what it calls generative credits to measure how often users interact with these models. On Tuesday, France's Agence Nationale des Frequences, or ANFR, told Apple to stop iPhone 12 sales in the country after tests showed that the phone's specific absorption rate, which measures radio frequency energy absorbed by the body from a piece of equipment, was higher than the legal limit. In response, on Wednesday, Apple said its iPhone 12 model, which launched back in 2020, was certified by multiple international bodies as compliant with global radiation standards. It also said it had provided several Apple and third-party lab results proving the phone's compliance and that it was contesting the agency's findings. Following reports that China was banning the use of iPhones in various state-backed companies and government agencies due to security problems, the country's foreign ministry spokesperson, Mao Ning, says China is not banning iPhone sales, adding, quote, China has not issued laws and regulations to ban the purchase of Apple or foreign brands' phones, end quote. She also said the government attaches great importance to security and that all companies need to abide by its laws and regulations. On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Justice and Google kicked off a case that was originally filed back in 2020 over Google's search business. The DOJ claims that Google has maintained its dominance unlawfully, making deals with companies like Apple and Mozilla so that Google is the default search engine that a U.S. user might use inside a browser, including allegedly paying money for a Prime placement in Apple's Safari browser. Google denies that these deals are anti-competitive, arguing that consumers are able to switch between search engines if they want to, and that companies use Google as a default because it's the best at search. Intel announced the Thunderbolt 5 specification on Tuesday with promise speeds up to 128 gigabits per second, theoretical support for 540 Hertz gaming monitors, 240 watts of charging power, and more. Accessories and PCs won't actually get Thunderbolt 5 until 2024, but when they do, it will be compatible with previous versions of Thunderbolt and USB, also supporting multiple 8K monitors and three 4K monitors at 144 Hertz. And finally, at its Amazon Accelerate conference in Seattle Tuesday, Amazon announced a pilot test to let its 2 million merchant partners deliver inventory directly to physical retail stores and warehouses in addition to their online offerings. The service is called Multi-Channel Distribution and is in addition to Buy with Prime that already lets merchants pay Amazon to deliver products to customers who make purchases on non-Amazon sites. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.